Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
8:02 in the a.m., Monday morning quarterback. Ed Norris, what's good?
Well, aside from the obvious that we saw last night wearing the white uniforms, I think what's really good this season, and it's kind of under the radar,
what's
is
that?
Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield, okay.
I feel good. I'm happy for him. I mean, obviously he's a Buccaneer, so that's, you know, I have my bias there. But I've always liked him, too. And I just feel like he got so... He's treated so badly by the Browns. It never sat well with me. I thought they treated him like crap. And, you know, he bounced around a little bit, obviously. He's found a home. He really has. And even this weekend's game, you know, he didn't put up, eye-popping stats. But I tell you what he did do. He pulled the game out. And this is one of those, you know, we talk about intangibles. There's some guys that just can win. I think he's kind of taken his position as one of those guys now where... You know, that was a good... Imagine, like, how you feel here when... And you talk about Lamar Jackson and this Ravens team. You know, the Jets blocked a field goal, return it for a touchdown with, like, almost no time left. Like, less than 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And, like, oh, wow. Like, that's not good. But you know what? He got the ball, marched him right down the field, and won the game. And it was almost never in doubt. And his teammates were talking about him being, like the, you know, the warrior guy. Guy was just angry and plays angry and got, you know, just like, they have a lot of confidence in him. I'm just happy for him. I think he's what's good right now about the NFL.
It was a minute and 49 seconds left in the game, and he drove him downfield to 7 plays.
I got a question to ask you.
Yeah.
So is Justin Tucker going to come back?
Yep.
Yep. To where?
I bet somebody picks him up. Yeah.
After week 10, somebody's going to grab him. I mean, Atlanta fired their kicker, hired a guy that went for 5 for 5, and then he sucked. Ungodly, he sucked this week, missing so many field goals for them. So it's like somebody's going to grab him.
And you know something, you keep an eye on the trajectory. When these kicks are low, because they're probably kicking them far, but they're getting blocked at the line of scrimmage, he's going to come back.
This league is changing where I've talked about this. The going forward on fourth down and the fact that as soon as you cross midfield, you're in field goal range now. And I don't mean like everybody's going to make it, but teams are attempting it, which is leading to some of the stranger possessions we've seen with teams getting short field. I thought the Cowboys, when they played the Bears, I thought they started at midfield almost every single time they got the ball back from the kickoff returns and the bad punts.
Mike Preston, what's bad?
The bad Ravens run defense. We can talk about the pass defense, but...
That could have been ugly, too.
Yeah, it was. But you give up 224 yards on 38 attempts, and then David Montgomery runs 12 times for 151 yards, averages 12.6, including one of 72 yards, 2 touchdowns. Travis Jones, Broderick Washington, where were you guys at? I mean, you're the guys who're supposed to step up. Mr. Peebles, you're supposed to step up. The rookie, you're supposed to get in there and replace Matabike, and it didn't happen. Run defense was very poor.
Jeremy Carr was ugly.
I mean, there's so many different things to choose from, but I think you got to go with the Falcons, right? You put up a goose egg against the Panthers. That wasn't even the worst ass beating, but you just put up zero against a team that looked dreadful the first 2 weeks, especially on defense. And then, I mean, watch what Jacksonville did to him. Watch what Arizona did to him. And then now you come in and nothing? Not even a single point from you? I mean, it'd been easy to pick the New Orleans Saints, but they're a bad team, and you expect them to do things like that, get their ass handed to them by Seattle. It's easy. Like, Mike picked the Ravens defense. That would have been another one you could have taken a look at. How about the Giants offense? Yeah, that's horrendous. But how do you go against a Carolina Panthers defense that's ranked in the bottom five of the league and not put up a point?
Yeah. As again, it's a team that everybody said is going to be good. You know, they were going to unseat the Bucs in that division. They're going to be real good this year. Like, That was a beatdown.
You're right, but I never believed that.
I mean, that's what people are saying.
I don't believe in Michael Penix Jr. Yeah. I don't. In order to do that, you got to have a quarterback. I don't think he's that dude. 410-583-1057 is the number. Jay in Baltimore. What's up, Jay?
Hey, good morning. What's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
What's up? Good morning. What's going on with you?
Hey, yeah, absolutely agree with both of you guys, Mike and Rob. But I do believe it's coaching, and it's definitely they got out physical. So the game definitely came to who was more physical, and the D line and the O line was both out physical. So, I mean, as far as coaching, everybody who's watching the game could see Lamar Jackson. They have no time, you know, so it definitely needed to be some adjustment somewhere in the game. And it just never is done on far as Zach Orr or Todd Monken. And like Preston said before, who hired these coaches? He hired Zach Orr. Zach Orr, defensive coordinator, and it just looks very vanilla, looks very plain, and I don't think he's fooling any of the quarterbacks. They're able to pick up on whenever he's blitzing or whenever he's sitting in the zone. So, I mean, I think it's a combination of both. It was a complete team loss.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate the call. They were getting a lot of pressure with Muhammad, who's a defensive lineman. They were getting a lot of pressure up the middle with Hutchinson, around the edges with Hutchinson, who's a defensive lineman. You know, we didn't see too many all-out blitzes against the Baltimore Ravens. Linebackers got in there, but we didn't see too many all-out blitzes against them.
No,
so
didn't need to.
What adjustments do I make when you're sending five? I have five offensive linemen. I have my running back in. What adjustments do I make? Do I go max protect when they're now to give them more DBs than I have receivers? Sometimes, man, you just get your ass handed to you. And while you're looking for the blame is on the field. They're not winning one-on-one battles as defenders. They're not winning one-on-one battles as offensive players. That's what happened last night. They lost. They got their butts whipped on the field. Go ahead, Mike.
Slants, screens,
quick passes.
Quick passes. They did none of that. You got to adjust because you're getting your ass whipped. All right, then
you got to reverse.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Where's my counter? Is it like being a great pass rusher in this league? You can do it, and you can, if you got the great speed move. But when it doesn't work, what's your counter? And the Ravens didn't have a counter. They just kept letting them get beat up. Seven sacks. That's unbelievable.
You don't see that very often.
No, you don't. That's a career.
410-583-1057 is the number. Coach's Corner at 8:30, but on the other side, Game Balls on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Game Balls this week, guys, I want to go with Jordan Stout. Three punts, 52.3 yards, a long of 63. Two of the three punts inside the 20-yard line. I like the guy, man. I just do. He gets it a lot. He does a lot for this defense, this Ravens defense. Often he's around, you know, between 45 and 50 yards a punt. Big leg.
He puts him in a good position.
Yeah, a big leg, man. I wouldn't mind to see him kick off a little bit for them, too. But Jordan Stoudt gets the game ball for me today, Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, my game ball is going to go to Rashad Bateman. I know, I like look, that. Wide I like receiver that. Number two, getting in the end zone. I think he's imperative to this offense, kind of. Like, everybody talks about Zay and the things that are going on. The one thing I did like last night is where you look at Zay as being the number one guy, even though there's a lot of mouths to feed, is that you had Mark Andrews and Bateman step up in the passing game when Zay wasn't getting those looks or maybe wasn't even getting open. So I think Rashad deserves a little tip of the cap.
Mike Preston.
Mr. St. Brown, the Lions receiver, 7 catches, 77 yards. Had a touchdown of 20 yards, but he made the clutch play on the 4th down and 2, the 49. Receiver just kind of beat up on Marlon Humphrey a little bit, and they did a nice job of isolating him, getting him outside, so he gets my game ball.
Ed Norris.
Mark Andrews. It was nice to see him how he finally break out. He's been kind of missing this early season. He had 6 targets, 6 receptions on those 6 targets, but 91 yards. It comes out to 15.2 yards per target. 2 touchdowns. He just looked real good. I mean, he was catching the ball in very tight windows with guys, you know, pretty much hanging on him. And it was just nice to see him have a big day like that.
Let's go out to the phone lines, 410-583-1057. Derek in Baltimore. What's up, Derek?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, I just wanted to talk real quick about Shedeur Sanders because I just found out he didn't want to come to the Ravens.
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
Oh, wow. And then I seen yesterday where Deion was talking to Jason Kelce, and he said Philadelphia called him as well.
Mm-hmm.
And he turned them down. And I'm just like, you know, it's given that the Sanders family seem to think that the NFL is supposed to play by their rules or anything
exactly.
like that.
Exactly.
Because I've heard Deion, this came out of his mouth. He said, why would he – Shedeur want to go somewhere and sit for 10 years. And well, for one, you're not going to, you might not be a backup for 10 years. But secondly, you turned down a 2-time MVP.
To learn from.
Not only that, Jalen Hurts, and not just the quarterbacks. We can just set the quarterbacks aside. You're talking about two of the most well-run organizations in the NFL. Baltimore has been one of the best well-run organizations in like the last 20 plus years.
Yep.
And the irony to that, the karma is you're not even a backup or the starter in Cleveland. You're the third string. And if it wasn't for Kenny Pickett being traded, you was the fourth string quarterback.
It's fun. And in the one of the worst run organizations
yeah.
in the last 20 years.
Absolutely.
Hold on, Ed. We can't talk about it.
It just to me, Derek, it just, you're right. The entitlement, I guess the kind of tone deaf, just not seeing the forest from the trees, man.
Deion literally said that to Jason Kelce. It's like, why would you want to go to this to a team where you're going to sit for 10 years, as he said, and you're going, well, wait a minute. And then everybody's like nodding. It's like, you're a fifth round pick at this point. What are you talking about? You still have visions of grandeur?
And that's the problem. No one challenges him. Right. They're nodding in agreement.
Yeah.
No one's challenging. I'm like, Excuse me. What quarterback plays for 10 years and not gets hurt? In the history of this league, there have been quarterbacks, Rob Johnson, who've gone in for quarterbacks and have gotten jobs
mm-hmm.
because of what they did. Scott Mitchell.
BDN.
Based on what they did when they were the backup.
Kirk Cousins.
Tom Brady.
Yes. Yes, man. What are you talking about? So Lamar Jackson's never going to sit out a game. Never. Oh, remember that one game where Alex Smith didn't play in week 17, yeah. game 16, and they had the rookie quarterback. What's his name?
From Texas Tech.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, that guy.
Playing that game.
He plays sports.
And then they decided, you know what? We're going to let Alex Smith finish out the year. And let Patrick Mahomes. Now, let's say you're with the Ravens and you're not in that situation. Somebody else may want you.
Right.
You don't think Eric DaCosta is going to take some draft picks for you from the 5th round? You're a fifth round draft pick. Eric DaCosta gets a phone call, says, "Hey man, we give you that fifth round back next year if you give us."
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, see you.
See, the other problem with this too is like I don't understand why people assume there's a conspiracy against this kid. And then I went back and looked at it, and he almost won the Alamo Bowl. That's why, because he was so talented. Like, come on, guys. It's ridiculous.
Jeremy, don't you see the things that have happened that come out afterwards? That's obvious that it was no conspiracy. It's obvious. You're trying to call the shots.
Yeah.
And every time something comes out, you're just picking on Deion Sanders. I have no need to pick on Deion Sanders. Deion Sanders is one of my favorite football players. I don't want to pick on him or his kid.
Right.
But if you're not watching and listening to what's going on right now and not understand, Mike, why this kid fell so far from grace, then you're just blind.
Right.
Well, as soon as Ed and I say anything, we'll be the ones getting attacked over it because apparently I just bring him up the trash on him. I hadn't talked about Shador in how long?
What I don't understand is when we bring it becomes racial and like... it's
like yep.
Because you're white.
I know.
Okay.
But...
You're kidding me. I'm just saying.
Like,
I don't understand why it's racial. I'm just.
But like, he's not the only black quarterback. He's just a pain in the ass.
Have that issue
black
with me.
Black or white, he's a jerk.
Issue with me when I'm sitting here telling you Ladd McConkey and Cooper Kupp are the two best wide receivers in football. Because you ain't going to hear that come out of my mouth. You know, when it comes to watching average quarterbacks, we've seen a lot of them. And Shador is clearly maybe that.
I'm not justified. I'm just telling you why.
I know why.
I'm just giving you the answer.
But
you're white. Frank and Perry Hall, what's up, Frank?
Frank and Beans.
Hey guys. Hey, I'm the caller who said John Harbaugh looks like an HR director out there. The caller previously said, "Where's them dogs?" And I'm thinking back, and this is a theory. Check me on this. I feel like Harbaugh weeds out those guys, like Anquan Boldin, Pollard. From that team that was the legacy of that defense, I feel like after that Super Bowl, Harbaugh made that locker room like a reflection of himself, in my opinion. And I feel like we don't have those dogs because we don't bring in those dogs into the locker room. Just curious to see what you guys think of that.
You remember that guy that played defensive back that they traded for? He went up in the stands and asked him, "Where you from, homie?"
Yeah.
That guy's not a dog.
Yeah. Marcus Peters.
That guy's not a dog, right? What about the guy? I know he fumbled the last three games, but the guy that's running the ball in the backfield that's 250 pounds, that guy's not a dog? Are you kidding? So Kyle Hamilton is not a dog.
No, because he's not a jerk.
That's
the problem.
You want a-holes.
Yes, when these guys use the term, we need dogs, yes. They mean jerks.
Yeah.
That's what they mean.
You're talking about you don't have any dogs on this team. You mean, come on, Roquan Smith is not a dog?
We want a-holes. Well, that just sounds weird.
But you know something? You got to have two or three jerks on your team. That's pretty standard in the NFL. And if you want to succeed, you got to have three of them. But you can't say this team. And what you're saying about John Harbaugh, you may have said that after the 2012 season, because I agreed with it at that time. But you can see the involvement of a coach here. Mm-hmm. And they're way past that stage.
Mike, he was not even, 5 years into the league. He was probably very insecure. Probably didn't want people in there that challenged them. That's what young coaches often do.
Right. That's absolutely true.
But once you get to the point where you know what you're doing and you have this under your belt, you don't care about people challenging you because you now have a track record. Well, coaches have done that. I didn't want older, stronger coaches on my staff when I was a younger coach. Now, man, come on. Let's go. Iron sharpens iron. That's just how it is. That's, and as you said, that's the maturation of a coach. To bring that up from 13 years ago? Come on. When are we going to get over that?
Yeah.
There's dogs on this football team. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Preston's report card at 845. But on the other side, Coach's Corner sounds for the coaching staff up next on The Fan. John Harbaugh after last night's 38-30 loss to the Detroit Lions. Talked about the Ravens' run defense.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to be able to give you the biggest problem. The biggest problem is we didn't play good run defense. I mean, we didn't, as a defense complete, we didn't do it. And that's not going to be good enough. There's nobody in that locker room that thinks that's good enough. That's disappointing.
It was disappointing. Very disappointing, Jeremy Kahn. They gave up as a team 224 yards rushing on just under 6 yards a carry.
That that almost 99-yard drive to me was just like, they even talked about on the broadcast where Troy Aikman, every time they picked up a third down, he goes, this is just a backbreaker for the defense. It's, you want to get off the field, and each time, then they go for it on fourth down, and you're like, what else can go wrong? But they just ran, especially in the second half, they ran that football down their throat.
Why was that so significant last night, Joseph?
So they gave up two drives of more than 95 yards.
Yep.
They hadn't given up one in a game in Baltimore since 2001.
That's why that was so significant. Been almost 25 years since they've given up one. They gave up two in one night. Matabike was not in the game last night, and his presence, his absence, was huge for the Baltimore Ravens defense. This is what his coach had to say.
I don't really have those measurements right now. You know, it's hard to measure that at this point. But you play with the guys that are out there, and the guys that are out there are good enough to do it. We as coaches got to figure it out, and we got to get it done.
Hey, Mike, were the guys out there good enough to do it, in your opinion?
Not when you have yards of drives of 98 and 96 yards. No, they weren't good enough to do it.
That's getting pounded.
98 and a half yard drive.
That's getting pounded,
I mean,
man.
Come on, man.
The length of the field.
And it's not like there was a 79-yard run in that drive. They just marched down the field, it was an 11-minute drive.
What kind of running was it, Mike?
Oh, yeah, that gut running.
Yeah.
Just straight up dive.
What was Lamar like versus the Detroit defense, Coach?
I don't think you could just put it in like one category. I mean, we threw the ball pretty good, and Lamar made some extended plays. He made some on-time throws, and you know, trying to move around in the pocket and make some plays, they got us on some sacks when you're trying to throw the ball like that at the end of the game too. So I'm not sure what your question is really, but they play good defense, you know, and we were competing on offense. You know, we didn't run the ball as well as we wanted to either. That had a lot to do with it.
I thought my question was pretty simple there. Yeah,
dumb question, Rob.
I didn't know the question was that bad. I'm not even there, and I'm getting questioned about my question.
God, there's nothing as matter of fact that's definitely going to happen as a post-game press conference and a hardball loss and a hardball win. Like, there's no, like, he's so competitive that the other end of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what your question is. Right?
Hey, if they had
great
won,
question.
That was a great question. Let me think, what are you doing later?
Lamar versus the Detroit Lions defense was spectacular. He wants
to be your best friend. Oh, man, it's superior. Wow, what a terrific question.
Good idea. How do you do it?
Derek Henry, 3 games, 3 fumbles, 2 of them lost. Harbaugh on Henry.
Yeah, it hasn't been, and I don't think it'll be going forward, but we got to get it fixed. I mean, that was kind of a blind shot there. I thought he had the ball in good position. You know, I thought the defender got a good look at it, though, because it was kind of a retrace cutback play. So a little bit the perfect storm, but still, I mean, we just want to protect the football. You know, all our guys do, and we got to do it. We got to be good at it.
Jeremy, is Henry's fumbling becoming a problem?
I mean, you have to say so if you're like – if you go back to what the previous 2 years, and I don't know how many carries it was, I saw he has 3 fumbles. They don't even say whether he lost them. And now he's got 3 games, 3 fumbles lost.
Two of them lost.
Yeah. So it's, you can't have it. And we're talking about in some of the key situations. That's right. The one against the Browns, they recovered.
Yeah, recovered.
So you don't want to say it's a problem because like it wasn't a problem for Tiki Barber until it was a problem. And then he fixed it, putting the point of the ball on his bicep and not even letting that thing go. It was almost like, was it the program where they made Omar Epps run around with
tape.
With the football, and then the guys were trying to get it from him. If they bring it back to the coach, you're in trouble because he had fumbling issues.
I remember when you fumbled in high school, they made you walk around the football to class all day.
That's what they did with this. Yeah.
John Harbaugh was asked about his pass rush.
Yeah, we'll go back and look at the number, you know, the calls, and we sent some number 5-man rushes. We had a couple 6-man rushes. We got to get better pass rush. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, to your point, you know, that's not going to be good enough ever. So we got to figure it out. We got to have an answer for that.
What's the answer for that, Mike? Better pass rush.
There's no answer right
pass
now.
Rushers.
Yes.
Seriously.
You don't have those guys. Yeah. You don't have the fetch guys.
And we haven't lucked out because the two guys last night, you have Hutchinson and Ajabo. Mm-hmm. They were teammates in Michigan, right? Ajabo was supposed to be almost on par with him. And he's, to me, he's been a dud. And Hutchinson's been
a dud. To you, he's been a dud. I don't know who he hasn't been a dud to.
I'm sure somebody likes him. Maybe his mom.
Maybe he signed somebody's autograph. He was a nice guy, Jimmy's, but no, he's been a dud. Coach Harbaugh, are you worried about KC?
Yeah, I mean, that's always life. We've had that conversation here, but right now I think we got to go to work on the things we need to get better at and get ready to play Kansas City. You know, we got Kansas City, then we got a tough team, then we got a tough team, then we got a tough team coming up. So the next tough team is Kansas City. We just played a tough team. That's a good football team we just played, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, tough team and a tough team and a tough team.
410-583-1057 is the number.
By the way, they got Kansas City, and then they don't have very many tough teams. Well, if you look at their schedule.
Well, not tough if you're looking at the way you thought the Ravens were before yesterday. Do you think the Rams can't present a challenge?
Yeah, the Rams are the one team that's on that schedule. Go back.
You don't think the Texans can present a challenge?
No, the me Patriots, either. The Titans.
I don't
Titans,
either.
Like,
I don't
pick a team.
I just
everyone
don't know.
In the AFC.
I don't
North.
Know why I asked you that question. I apologize. I shouldn't have crossed that line. That's my bad, bro. My bad.
Yeah, you need to apologize.
Let's go to Joe in Woodbury. What's up, Joe?
I just got a question, man. That 98 yard drive, man. That was really deflating. Is it that we got out scheme or did we get out physical?
I think we got outplayed,
out muscle.
Give me the Lions scheme. Punch you in the mouth. That was the scheme last night.
Seriously, it wasn't like there was, you know, there was this coaching clinic put on, and they just out muscled us. The offensive line handled our defensive line, and their running backs are fantastic. That's what they did.
Let's go to LaRue. What's up, LaRue?
Yes, how you doing, gentlemen?
Doing well. How are you?
All right. The reason I'm calling is because the one consistent thing in the last 13 years from 2012 has been one person, and it always seems to fall back on some coaching issue, and he has to go. Harbaugh has to go. It's the only way that we're going to ascertain a Super Bowl in the near future, because we're not going to get one with that man. No. No. His clock management, his timeouts, everything seems to just be horrendous when it comes to this man. I mean, think about it. We've had one drive since 2001 of 95-plus yards. In one game, we got two. We lose a 15-point game in 4 minutes. Where does this fall at? Does it fall on the players or does it fall on the coach? Especially considering he's been one entity for the last
years. Thanks a lot for the call, my man. Let's go to Merton in Indianapolis. What's up, Merton?
Well, good morning, fellas.
Where you been?
Doing out there?
Where you been?
Well, I've been right here in the good old Indianapolis, Indiana, and I'm telling you, I'm just pleased as punch. Mrs. Ursay done got my Indianapolis Colts 3-0 right now, because she's the straw that stirs the drink out here in the friendly heart of the Midwest.
We haven't heard from you because the Colts haven't been good in forever.
I think that's what it is. That's why I asked him where he's been.
Yeah.
I love my Indianapolis Colts. See, we had to rescue them from Baltimore, where people didn't give a hoot about them. But we all sit there in the stands, and we're going, Indianapolis Colts, number one. You're the best dang football team in the whole USA.
You know, for years.
Blast from the past, yeah.
People thought that was me. I'm like, how the hell can I talk to him? It's not me, clearly.
I haven't heard from him in like 4 years.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't put him on the air.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
I like when
it's obnoxious. That's just...
That's funny.
I think it's funny.
No, it's not. It's not funny at all.
I think he's hilarious.
I think when
Indianapolis Colts.
If the ribbing's funny, like, hey, that's why I said, like, just be funny. I don't care if you bust my chops.
Yeah.
You're the one doing it.
Oh, Indianapolis. It's me. That's why I want him to keep calling so I can keep my bit up.
More fan reaction at 9 o'clock, but on the other side. Preston's report card up next on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Press's report card. Mike, you can go to Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com to get grades position by position. But Mike, what did you learn about the Baltimore Ravens from the 38-30 loss to the Detroit Lions?
I didn't learn much. I learned that they can't stop the run. And this didn't go back. Ed talked about this the week before against Cleveland. Cleveland ran the ball against them. Mm-hmm. And they just kind of gave up.
That kind of day.
Their defense was sound, but their offense was not very good. But they came out and they did the same thing again. They just pounded the football. And you can't have that. Somewhere along the line, either your linebacker has to step up, your defensive line has to step up, but you can't let a team run the football. And that's the best way. If you want to keep Lamar Jackson off the field, run the football.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you can control it like they did with that 11-minute drive in the second quarter, it's over. That's the best way to keep him off the field. They got a lot of weapons, but I thought last night that was this display of, this is how you beat the Baltimore Ravens. Run the damn football against them and keep Lamar off the field, and they did that.
If you were on the coaching staff, what is your first area of interest or concern in practice this week?
Probably,
what can you change? There's some things you can't change.
Probably some more quick throws. I think they're not very good at pass protection, quick throws, screens, some draws, all those things like that. Mm-hmm. But you can't have your quarterback get beat up. And then there was one play, I think in the second quarter, where he's rolling to his left, and I thought I saw him grab his back. I'm like, oh man, he got hit. I'm like, you can't get beat up like this every game. He's been in the league 8 years now. This is his 8th year.
Yeah.
Well, you keep getting beat up like that, you get sacked 7 times, there's a chance he's going to get hurt. And you see the way quarterbacks are dropping in the NFL.
Like gotta flies. Watch that, bro. Like yeah. Flies. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Mike Press's report card.
So
the
Mike,
professor.
I mean, obviously looking forward to this. Kansas City has issues running the football. You have issues right now of stopping it. They kind of, I don't want to say they get right on getting their first win of the season, but it has to give them some optimism going back home. And this will be the second time this year Kansas City's been a home underdog to an opposing team, which that never happens.
Kansas City, you could throw the football on them. Their corners are not very good. And in the first game, I think the Chargers picked them a lot, and they weren't ready for that. And I know some coaches out there who just said, we weren't prepared. Well, if I was the Ravens and I'm looking at their film and I'm saying, we can make some plays on these guys.
I tell you what,
I think they'll throw the ball.
What I'm worried about is the way Mahomes throws such great short passes quickly. The Ravens have been playing soft. They've been playing not just soft, I mean soft in the way people see them as playing soft. I mean
soft coverage.
Safe coverage, like off the ball. You can do that against him, he's going to tear you up.
Andy Reid has an uncanny knack of calling a screen pass when you're blitzing from that spot,
yes.
And just murdering you. I mean, he's, yep. And it, some of the stuff, and it's weird because in the first quarter, everything is predetermined. He already has his first, 20 plays or whatever drawn out.
Which means that's how good he scouts.
Yes.
That's how well he scouts to be able to have that kind of timing on what you're going to do. Mm. Jeez. Mike, the Baltimore Ravens, the strength going into this Kansas City game.
Got to be all on the offensive side, right?
Their strengths?
Yeah.
It's passing the football. But can you pass block? But can you pass block?
Wow.
That's what they got.
I don't even know where we're doing radio anymore.
I mean, and let's be realistic. Even when the Ravens were down in that fourth quarter, I figured if there's any quarterback that's going to win this game, it would be Lamar Jackson. He's the one who could pull this off.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't think it was going to happen. But I'm saying he's the guy.
Yeah.
He's the guy that can make this happen, but they were just so bad in defensively and everything they did.
What's this bizarre world that we live in, Jeremy Kahn? How did the Ravens beat the Kansas City Chiefs? Throw the football.
Yes.
When the Ravens were down two scores, Lamar Jackson was the guy that Mike Preston believed could win the game. Now, I'm not disagreeing with any of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just weird. Like, where are we?
Yeah, it does seem like a bizarre world.
Like, where are we?
Play to your strengths.
Well, because I remember
he is a strength right now.
I remember talking to Ravens fans like, "Oh yeah, I like this style of football." No, you don't. It's nobody the style of football style you have football. To yeah. you have to play.
Nobody likes that.
Like, I mean, there are former players, and if you guys played on defense, I'm sure Ed might even like the smash mouth when it because it didn't feel like it was just great defense from both sides. It felt like for a long time here, it was just bad offense.
This kind of play,
it really, was
watching this kind of football really upsets me.
Yeah,
I'm not joking. I get really upset watching this.
Yeah. I don't like watching that Monday night game that everybody said was, "Oh, it's one of the best games I've ever seen,"
Which
and
one?
It was like. The one where they scored over 100 points.
I don't like that.
I don't want to watch that.
But I know what I didn't like either, and nobody else in the country liked. You remember back when the Ravens, after they won the Super Bowl, everyone was upset because they couldn't be on Monday Night Football?
Mm-hmm.
That's because you're winning games 10-7. Those commercials in the fourth quarter, they count as much as the ones in the first.
Yeah,
and the rest of the country, ain't tuning into that.
Who was the real winner with that, though? Because we got Keith Urban on a float in the Inner Harbor.
No, I'm talking about way back in the first Super Bowl. No, I'm talking about the first Super Bowl they won. They didn't get a lot of primetime games, and Baltimore was appalled.
Yes.
Because nobody wants to see that style of football other than Baltimoreans. Nobody wants that. And that's why they couldn't now, without even winning the Super Bowl, they're on primetime all the time. Why? Exciting offense.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's what sells.
Lamar Jackson.
That's yes.
If you want to see Lamar.
There you go. You know, the fourth quarter commercials.
It's not. And
it'll be seen now.
Mm-hmm.
410-583-1057. Thank you very much again. Go to Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com, and get Mike Preston's report card in its entirety. Don't go anywhere. We're going around the NFL to predict our, or give you our, not predict, but give you our MVPs at 9:15. But on the other side, it's your turn. Want to hear from you. Your call, your reaction from last night's loss on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.